The Ephesians. What do you know about them? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Something that I've been doing over the last year is reading some of the small books in Scripture that I've never actually read before. Having grown up in the church, I always thought I'm pretty familiar with the Bible, and then I started to realize there were books that I'd never touched before or even really heard before. Like Titus. I had never read Titus or Philemon, and now Titus is one of my favorite books of the Bible, and I've even made my youth group students read it too. And the thing is, a lot of famous scripture is even from these smaller books, but we often just kind of tune it out or don't think about where it comes from because it's so familiar. And so today, we're going to be diving into one of these small books, but I want you to think of it as the first time you're hearing it. If you have to, you can even pause the Devo and ask God to give you a listening heart. It's called Understanding Who We Are, The Ephesians, by Kristen Merrill. Ephesians is a short book, only 6 chapters. Paul wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus, but everything in it is for us as well. This small letter contains some large truths. In fact, if you want a brief overview of the good news of salvation, along with your standing in Christ as a believer and instructions for godly living, you've come to the right book. The book is divided in 2. In the first 3 chapters, Paul teaches us about God's plan of salvation for the world. The last 3 chapters tell us how to live as children of God. And maybe this book is organized that way because it's important for us to know who we are in Christ before we try to live out His good ways. I didn't used to know that. I would try really hard to obey all of the things in the Bible. But then I finally figured out that until I realized who I was in Christ, trying to be good in my own strength just didn't work out. We need to rely on God to transform our hearts and help us walk in His good ways. Ephesians is famous for spelling out how it was God's plan to rescue sinners from their sins, something that nobody can do for themselves. None of us can cleanse ourselves from our sinfulness, but because of God's grace, His unearned, undeserved love, we can become children of God and co-heirs with Christ. So what thoughts are going through your mind right now? According to Ephesians 1, 3-14 and 2, 4-10, who are we in Christ? If you want to know more about becoming a child of God and co-heir with Christ, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Why do you think it's necessary to know who God has made us to be before we try to figure out what He wants us to do? As you and I can read in Ephesians 3:19, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, and I bet you'll never guess where I'm going to tell you to read from today. It's Ephesians. Check out Ephesians 2:1-10, 3:14-21, and 6:10-18 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you love Unlocked? Are you looking for a way to keep it going strong? Well, head over to unlocked.org/donate to learn how you can contribute even just $5 towards supporting your favorite devotional for years to come. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's Devo called Don't Be a Chicken with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.